Burglar Deterrent.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different areas here during this hour, including a conversation about unions and some of the crazy things that have been uncovered. Cause of action, Dan Epstein stops by with some really radical info that'll make people who like the unions think twice because of where the unions have gone and how right-to-work states are having such a very tough time. He mentions that, talks about what's going on in Wisconsin to boot. Plus, we're going to talk to the CEO in our It's Your Business segment of Youngevity. You've heard the spots. I got a couple of emails from some people saying, what is that all about? I've heard you talk about Tangy Tangerine, but what's all the other stuff? And it's actually really interesting, some of the athletes that they work with, Theo Ratliff being one of them. If you remember, he played for, most recently last year, for the Los Angeles Lakers, but had a big career with a couple of other teams, a long career. And then some other athletes, too, that they've worked with. You know, we're all on this nutritional kick, trying to be healthier and getting that nudge. I felt it last year, and I'm starting to really see the effects of it now. Speaking of seeing the effects, there still are the after effects, I believe, when it comes to the president's gamble on sticking his neck out there for gay marriage. Will it translate into money? It already has. Will it translate into votes? Ooh, that's a big question mark. Because all of the religious people around Obama are not happy with his decision to say that he's evolving on same-sex marriage and thinks that the federal government should stay out of it when states make the path and take the vote to allow gay marriage. But this is one of those dicey things. To me, if anything, it's more like a distraction. John Boehner, Speaker of the House, wasn't going to play on that one. He didn't take the bait. He said what I said in our last show, that if you give me a list, I'll tell you the five big things we need to be worried about and the five big issues. And gay marriage doesn't make the top five. Here's what he said.
President can talk about it all he wants. I'm going to stay focused on what the American people want us to stay focused on, and that's jobs.
Mm-hmm. It is about jobs, because I think the job numbers are kind of funky. People lose faith, lose their way, and have no peace of mind when it comes to trying and looking and changing the resume and going to the seminars and doing all the things that they're told to do. And then finally, I think they give up. So our unemployment numbers aren't right. I think unemployment would even be higher than it is, and already it's much too high. Right off the bat, let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Yay, Illinois. You know, Kate, you say go to the website, press for download something to a chance to win an iPod. That's awful complicated for me.
No! Listen, you don't have to. You go to the website, americatonight.net. I know you can do that. And when you go to the website, because you're a smart guy, you go to the website, and you'll see on the home page, you'll see a thing that says press 4, and you just click on it. When you click on it, it shows you how to get this app or to get it on your phone. It's really easy.
Well, now I'm really confused. Kate, you have to understand, I'm just now trying to program my VCR. I wanted to mention about this Senate race in Massachusetts. I think it's Scott that's the Republican senator.
Scott Brown.
Yeah, Scott Brown. I'm sorry. He's running against this gal that claims some kind of minority status as 132nd Indian or something. Have you heard about that?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No. I interrupted you. Tell me the rest of the story.
Well, I think what she needs to do, she needs to get Ward Churchill as her campaign manager. Then they'd be about 196th Indian representation. I mean, really, what a problem.
And, you know, by the way, who you're talking about is a woman who we've seen on the tube a bunch. It's Elizabeth Warren. She's the Democrat, and she's been around because she was part of the whole, if you remember, she's part of the whole TARP thing. Remember Obama's
yeah.
TARP deal? And that's
yeah.
how she kind of made a little bit of a name for herself. And, of course, we know that you don't look at skin color necessarily, meaning you wouldn't be Native American, but she's as white can be. And so now there are some people that are wondering about this claim that she's got a Native American heritage in her background.
Well, the I think we can see, as you mentioned, Kate, what's going to happen now. President Obama cannot run on his record. He can't talk about jobs, progress, budgets. What he has to talk about is the issues that divide us. Gay marriage, immigration policy. This is dire now. They're going to sue Sheriff Arpaio.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's coming from. He's extremely desperate at this point. He has to divert it away from the real issues that are going to cost in this election.
Yeah, and it's the issues that we care about, the economy, where we're headed with all this massive deficit in this country. If we don't take a big machete to it soon, it's just going to get worse. I seriously believe, Dale, that it might be up to $20 trillion in the next couple of years if we allow it to just continue to grow. And how do you get rid of $20 trillion? The answer is not very easily.
Well, we get rid of President Obama. That's how we get rid of it.
Well, let's see if we have record numbers who come out to vote, and that maybe that makes a difference, too, with the electoral vote. And look at those swing states are big. Ohio, Virginia's big. So is Florida. Florida's a huge state. Pennsylvania will be big. Let's see what happens there.
Kate, how this election in Wisconsin for recall of Governor Walker, how important do you think that's going to be?
Huge. Huge. In fact, we're going to talk about that a little bit with our next guest when we talk about labor unions and where we're headed with the labor unions and some of the things that have happened, some of the cronyism there that has really changed what unions used to be and made them, in my opinion, in many cases, useless. It's huge. It's huge because of certainly for Wisconsin and to see where they're headed. And a lot of people are watching to see what's happening in Wisconsin. And I think right now it's 50-50 as to whether or not Walker stays in.
I think it'll be close.
I think it's going to be really
close. I'm going to the website and pressing four.
Do it. You could be a winner. It's easy. All you have to do is you just have to click on it. I promise you it's easy. Dale, we love you. Thanks for the call. I understand about the VCR, too, by the way. It's like why they started the universal remote, because people had so many remotes. And you didn't know what you were pressing and what the source was and what you were hooking up to. Oh, is that the worst when you can't get the TV on? All you want to do is just flip on the TV or flip on the stereo, and you have no idea what you're looking at when you sit there, and it seems like it's so easy. It says play, and it doesn't work. I get that. I totally do. Do what Dale's doing. Go and click on press 4. All you have to do, it's in the top of our website, right there next to What You Missed and next to Facebook. Trust me, our website is a piece of cake. All right, hang around, because coming up next is my pal Dan Epstein, Cause for Action. You want to hear this? Stay with us.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Go to my email. I get the best ever, because we've been talking about this so much. I get the best headline coming at me saying, more evidence of a biased National Labor Relations Board. And we really have dissected this on America Tonight. Dan Epstein joins us. He's the executive director of Cause of Action. He's been on the show many times. We enjoy our conversations. Dan, thanks for coming back on.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
All right, so let's dive into this. What's the deal? What evidence have you found that we're seeing that there's more bias here?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Cause of Action does a lot of FOIA requests. We're out there to fight government overreach and expose waste and fraud. And we were targeting the National Labor Relations Board because we had heard concerns that in the Boeing decision that happened a little over a year ago, that the National Labor Relations Board was heavily biased in the way it decided to go after Boeing. And so we conducted a FOIA examination, and based off the documents we received, we found that there was clear evidence that the former chairwoman of the National Labor Relations Board, Wilma Liebman, was engaging in ex parte communications with essentially the National Labor Relations Board's prosecutor, Leif Solomon. And so this was of serious concern to us because we saw emails where Leif Solomon was having scheduled meetings with union representatives to talk about the strategy of how to go after Boeing. Wilma Liebman was consulting Leif Solomon on how to respond to media requests. And keep in mind that the National Labor Relations Board is just that. It's a board, and it's supposed to be essentially judicial in that it gets disputes that percolate up to the board, and it resolves them. And so if you have a judge who's essentially consulting with the prosecutor that's going to bring a case before her court, it shows extreme bias, and it shows extreme unfairness for there to be any kind of, fair process for Boeing. And, you know, thankfully, there's been a settlement, but what we were heavily concerned about was, how does the National Labor Relations Board have so much cronyism and so much corruption with judges consulting with prosecutors and nothing being done about it? And we actually asked David Berry, who's the Inspector General of the National Labor Relations Board, to investigate. Of course, he did nothing, and yet, as we see now, the one thing that David Berry has done that's gotten into the news investigations-wise, is he's claimed that member Flynn is engaging in inappropriate communications with former board member Pete Shamber. But keep in mind, with those facts, that's not concerning an ongoing dispute or a present dispute before the board. So officially, it's not an ex parte communication. But what we found was direct evidence of there being ex parte communications. And in fact, we even found an email that showed that the staff of the National Labor Relations Board were communicating with Acorn, who they called friends like these, about what Acorn thought about the Boeing decision. So it was incredibly biased from the start. Ex parte communications, which are violations of the Administrative Procedures Act, and Wilma Leeman, resigned. But, I mean, what she engaged in and what Leif Salomon engaged in were highly improper. And we are as yet to see any kind of inspector general report or any kind of investigation on the misconduct by these National Labor Relations employees. And, you know, this kind of misconduct has consequences for America. You know, the National Labor Relations Board can decide to go after a company for trying to grow its business. And that's what it did to Boeing. And that's what the National Labor Relations Board has a tendency to do in this administration. And so with our economy now and people caring about their jobs and trying to save some money in their pocket, the fear of a National Labor Relations Board that's going to go after employees is something to worry about.
Yeah, so you get this information. It's eye-popping. You can't believe it. You clearly can connect the dots. Where do you take it? What do you do with this after?
Well, we went to the inspector general, presented him with the information, asked him to conduct an investigation. This was something we asked for last October. Thankfully, Representative Klein, who's the chairman of the House Education and Workforce Committee, saw our letters, saw our findings, and rewrote a letter to Dave Barry at the Inspector General's Office of the National Labor Relations Board saying, I want an investigation now. And, you know, now that you have a chairman of a congressional committee saying, hey, I think it's pretty shocking that you have National Labor Relations employees not only engaging in ex parte communications that shows complete judicial bias, but also, you know, saying that, you know, we have friends like these in reference to Acorn, leads to the concern of incredible politicization. So I hope that Chairman Klein is able to get some truth from the National Labor Relations Board and get an investigation, because they weren't giving it to public interest groups like Cause of Action.
Yeah, so when you see this, and as you say, and you press and move forward, and of course, it's always good to get the spotlight with the media, and you guys are pretty good at that. Have you had some people jump on it, besides obviously America Tonight and some others?
Yeah, I mean, the Workforce Fairness Institute is a great group out there that's really trying to preserve those national right to work states that want to promote economic freedom. And, you know, they were much after the Boeing decision, and they're very concerned about, you know, boards like the National Labor Relations Board, which aren't directly accountable to taxpayers, which don't have the same kind of rules and ethics as federal judges have, but yet essentially have the same power. And a lot of these groups saw the kind of work that Cause of Action did, where we actually exposed the politicization of this agency. We exposed the improper communications happening. And a lot of people, you know, jumped on that. The Workforce Fairness Institute was behind it, and National Right to Work Legal Defense Fund, you know, basically wanted to show that, hey, you know, this is what happens when you have an incredibly politicized agency go after American business. And they're doing this basically at the beck and call of unions that want to essentially diminish the workplace freedoms of employees.
Yeah. What is it, you know, people are listening to this right now across the country. Some of them are relating and realize and have had problems and have seen union gridlock and that kind of stuff. What do you hope that the everyday guy takes out of our conversation?
I hope they realize that, you know, we in a growing economy like ours, and one that's trying to come out of a recession, most of these companies really do care about improving the lives of their employees. And, you know, I think that what more American workers are starting to realize is that unions are not out there to help the American worker. Unions are out there to help the unions. And we should see with, you know, big union bosses like those at the SEIU and, you know, other major unions are giving tons of political contributions. And don't think for a second that those political contributions aren't coming from the COPE funds that they forced their union members to distribute to. And so I think that what we're seeing is the American worker really is starting to question, you know, why aren't there more national rights work states? Why aren't there more, more pressure against these unions from engaging this kind of cronyism? Because ultimately, you just look into any business, and ultimately the employees who aren't forced into unionization tend to be better off, tend to get better benefits, and, tend to have more when it comes to retirement. So I think that what we should realize from the NLRB and what it's been doing, because it hasn't been fairly enforcing the National Labor Relations Act, it's been enforcing it on the side of unions, and that's ultimately hurting the American employee. And hopefully we get some realization that, you know, most employees want unions out of their workplace.
How big do you think we're watching this recall movement is, and now it's a reality, what's going to happen with Governor Scott Walker? Number one, do you think that he stays in, or do you think unfortunately it flips in the opposite direction in Wisconsin?
You know, guesstimate on this, but I would hope that Governor Walker stays in. Governor Walker has made Wisconsin a better place for employees. You know, he's someone who has an important rhetorical punch, and that is that he thinks that workers in Wisconsin are fed up with forced unionization. He's fed up with the sense in which teacher unions have totally controlled the legislature, and I think that, you know, what is being done there is people are mad that Governor Walker has been able to get so much done, and I think that I hope that he stays in office and continues doing the great work that he's been doing.
Yeah, and we'll see, because, you know, this is kind of a coin flip. Like you said, it's hard to speculate, but the importance of it, I can't say enough about it. That's been part, Dan, of the conversation that we've had a lot lately about unions. A lot of that centers around what's gone on, obviously, in Wisconsin. Dan Epstein, thanks so much for coming on, Executive Director of Cause of Action. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to America Tonight. In this edition of For Your Business, you're going to love our next CEO that we're going to introduce you to. He's in our virtual green room right now. Maybe he's got some Beyond Tangy Tangerine in his hand. You know how I feel about that. It's been responsible for a huge amount of weight coming off of me. Alex Jones talks about it on the GCN Network, and a few other people do, too, as well. It's a real game changer. So, Youngevity, we've also talked about that company, and Steve Wallach is the CEO of Youngevity. He's also the son of one of my faves, Dr. Joel Wallach. And as the CEO of Youngevity, we're seeing that the company, if you look closely at it, is really just booming. I mean, booming. It's gone from that little seed to now a giant beanstalk. And I love some of the people that Steve gets to work with, because you know that sports is right there in my wheelhouse with the book Level the Playing Field that came out 6 months ago. So we're thrilled to have him on the show. Hey, Steve, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So you work pretty closely with someone that I've met over the years, Theo Ratliff, right?
Sure.
And you also work with a retired NBA basketball star that we're familiar with, too, Mike Glenn. And when you work with them, what are they into the sports nutrition? And do they like Beyond Tangy Tangerine? And what are they doing with you?
Sure. Mike Glenn has worked with us for a long time, probably in excess of 15 years, maybe getting closer to 20 years now. And you know, Mike is a fantastic individual, donates so much of his time to children, runs the Mike Glenn basketball camp for the hearing impaired children. And so he's, I have just total respect for Mike Glenn. He's the voice of the Atlanta Hawks to this day. He mm-hmm. played for the Hawks. He played for the Knicks. And he is a huge fan of our nutritional products. He's always been, you know, a fan of that extra edge, as he talks about, and gaining that extra edge on the competition through taking better care of yourself. And so he's been a huge advocate and a real ambassador of our products and of Dr. Wallach's nutritional and health and wellness programs, especially for the current and professional athletes of all types of people that play all sports. And really, you know, he looks back on his career and he mentors these young athletes and explains that, gosh, if you know, you take better care of yourself, you take nutrition, you take the 90 essential nutrients early on in your career, if you can extend your career just a year or two or a season or two, just think how much further ahead you'll be in life and your playing career. And that carries through to, you know, everyday people like me as well. But, you know, he's actually the one that introduced Theo Ratliff to us. And Theo had all sorts of physical problems going on when Mike told him to talk to my father. And my father put him on a great health and wellness program. It involved a lot of our products. And Theo, just a short time after that all occurred, went from really being, I mean, he was on the injured reserve list. They were telling him to retire. He'd been in the NBA for 10 years. That's a long career already. But he's also a big guy. You know, he defended against Shaquille O'Neal. And so, you know, he'd get really banged up a lot in every night games and running up and down the hardwood and all that stuff and banging the boards like he talks about. And so using our products and following my father's advice, he actually wound up getting a 4-year contract with the Portland Trailblazers for $46 million. And they loved him up there. He wound up playing for a couple more years beyond that. Actually finished up his last season at the with the Lakers last year. And yeah, Theo is just a tremendous individual, great family guy. Also donates a lot of his time and financial resources to charities that charitable organizations that he set up. But he definitely works with us because of what he believes the products did for him and what Dr. Wallach's regimen did for him and people that he cares about. And so, you know, you look at just the results, which are well documented in Theo's case in particular, because he really went from not being able to play to playing at a very high level again, extending his career an additional 6 or 7 years. Certainly, he made a lot of money as a professional athlete in those 6 or 7 years, $46 million with the Trailblazers alone in that contract. And so, you know, he's a huge advocate of taking better care of yourself, of our products. These guys all love being. I'll tell you, you know, you mentioned Alex Jones and what Beyond Tangy Tangerine has done for you. That is our top-selling product. And 2 years ago, we didn't have that product. It didn't exist. My father, Richard Renton, another member of our scientific advisory board, several of our other scientific advisory board members, put that product together over a 5-year period of time. A lot of knowledge and research went into producing that product. And it's our top-selling product today, and it's just, you know, gaining popularity extremely fast. It is skyrocketing in popularity.
And is that because you see that so many of us just don't understand the difference between getting the minerals and not taking them at all and then seeing the results? You know, mentioning Theo, that's the great example. How was he able to extend? And then you go deeper and say, remember the position that he played. Is that what it is?
Well, you know, it's certainly part of that, but you know, I think when people see Beyond Tangy Tangerine, they realize that you know, it's got 115 fruits and vegetable extracts added to a fantastic base of multi-mineral, multivitamin, multi-amino acid, plus added beneficial nutrients such as glucosamine, for instance. And so, we had a product early on in this company's founding, really going back to the beginning, called Tangy Tangerine. And so Beyond Tangy Tangerine really was an extension of that product and to multivitamin, multimineral product to a whole nother level. There really isn't, in my experience, anything like it. There's so much nutrition packed in one product that everybody seems to understand pretty quickly and see the value that they're getting. And certainly taking just one or two daily doses of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you really feel a difference. You gain energy, mental clarity. You feel a difference in a product like that, and certainly in that product. And so I think that has a lot to do with it. People are very willing to tell others about it once they see how much nutrition they're getting in that one product, what a great value it is, and actually feeling and experiencing the difference.
Because of products like that one is that, and of course your father's just amazing and speaks all over the place and has helped so many people. I guarantee that's part of it. But now you've seen this amazing growth with the company. And is that because a lot of this, the word of mouth, how it's really taking off? What do you attribute that to besides obviously a doc?
Well, you know, I think the fact that we're 15 years old, I think that the downturn in the economy, believe it or not, the silver lining, if there is one in the downturn of the economy, is that people take better care of themselves. And so they begin researching, you know, ways to do that. And they look at various products out there. There's more competition out in the health and wellness nutritional product arena today than ever before. But at the same time, people recognize the value. They recognize, I think, more and more that my father was really a founding force in health and wellness and nutritional products and the nutritional sciences and nutritional industry. And so I think that certainly has created a foundation for, you know, this company and the products that we have. But also, you know, it is word of mouth. And so when people see a benefit, when they have a great testimonial because they've gotten a great effect, a great benefit, they know somebody that has, you know, from our products, from what my father talks about on a daily basis, they see him. I mean, he's 73 years old and nobody can keep up with him. But anybody that has eaten with my father, eaten a meal with my father, understands that he takes, you know, quote unquote, the stuff every meal. He will not miss a meal without taking, you know, his regimen, which is based on our products, based on his information that put the products together. So, you know, when people see that, when people hear that, when people see the are receiving from consuming the products, from you know, getting the 90 essential nutrients, from getting the 90 for life program now, they see that benefit, they hear of it, and it is a word of mouth situation where people understand it pretty quickly. And you know, there's no stronger recommendation for a product or a service. You know, if you tell somebody, hey, I just got to go see it, guess what, they're going to go see it. And so, you know, there is no better advertising really for products like ours, for any product, than word of mouth. And when people are seeing the benefit, when they're experiencing the benefit, when they feel better, they look better, then they're extremely willing to tell people.
No, absolutely. And we just mentioned the reasons why. I'm going to tell everyone again, go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. You can get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and a lot of the other stuff that Steve's mentioning, or call 877-878-4203. We have a brand new spanking number. It's a great one, 877-878-4203. Steve, the other thing is, besides the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and some of the other things that we're talking about, what do the athletes really zero in product-wise?
Well, you know, they definitely take the baseline nutrients, the 90 essential nutrients, which includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or one of our other complex multivitamin, multimineral products. But definitely the 90 essential nutrients. Dr. Wallach tells everybody, you know, if you're a child, if you're an, you know, elderly adult, if you're breathing, you need the 90 essential nutrients. These are nutrients that your body needs every day for optimal health. And, you know, athletes, they obviously operate on a higher level than most of us. They put their body through much more exertion and just physical activity than the rest of us. So they operate on a higher level physically than most of us, and they consume more nutrients. So these are guys that take a lot of extra glucosamine, you know, like our liquid glucogel or our glucogel capsules. These are guys that take the added calcium, which is part of the Healthy Start Pack, for instance, our OsteoFX Plus. These are guys that will use things like the CM cream for immediate kind of achy bones and joints and muscle fatigue. And they definitely take, you know, more than a person that's of average size and average physical activity, but they take the same nutrients. They just maybe take more of it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, this was terrific getting a chance to actually talk to you, Steve. I'm sure you're busy, swamped, overseeing all the things
sure.
that you're doing with Youngevity, the CEO of Youngevity, Steve Wallach. Thanks for coming on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It reminds me of when I was a kid walking through the heart at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. Oh, it was giant the whole time. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. You just heard my pal Don Wiskin talking about Extendivite. He's got a great story in the sense that he tried to turn it around because so many of the people in his life, frankly, died from heart problems, and he almost died as well. And the only things that I take, I just got asked this question by Roger, who sent me an email from Austin. He listens to us in Austin, and he said, I've never heard you talk too much about the nutritional aspects, but it's kind of interesting lately you've been mentioning that. He's listening to us on 1370 AM at KJCE in Austin. Great station down there. Anyway, the Extendivite stuff is great because I'm not a drop person. I know a lot of people take drops. Oh, I can't do the drop thing. I take a capsules, good with me. So I started taking them. My pal Jason said, just try it out. I was like, eh. But I did, and I saw my blood pressure go down dramatically. I didn't even realize it was kind of creeping up there. I was like in the 150 arena. So just to give you an idea, and then it dramatically dropped. Maybe 2 months after that, I did one of those CBS things where you take your blood pressure. You know, you're walking around the magazines. Oh, there's the machine. So anyway, this is the real deal. Save yourself, save your family the problems that a heart bursting open. Like two of my pals, Mike C, had to have his chest cracked open. He was shocked. And so was his wife, and almost lost his life, and he wasn't even yet 40. So it's a great, great inexpensive thing. 877-928-8822. Check it out. Or go to the website and read his story. It's amazing. Heartdrop.com. Extendivite.com. I'm glad Jason called me and twisted my arm, because who knows, he might have saved me, since half of the Delaney men never made it to 40. They had heart problems, heart attack, all that plaque that builds up in there. And I always say, I don't even know if in one way it would be great, but can you imagine if we'd scan ourselves every week? Whoa, it might be scary. It might be scary what we see. I think if we scanned ourselves, we'd all be on Extendivite because of what we eat. And it doesn't matter how old you are, honestly. All right, let's talk about a few things before we head for the exits. We're rounding the final turn in this hour of America tonight. You know, I am the poll princess, and I was looking at the Rasmussen poll. And since we talked to Dan Epstein here in this hour, I thought it'd be interesting to tell you what we've seen in this recall battle. The Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker has a very narrow lead over Tom Barrett. He's a challenger in the first poll that's been released since the Dems chose Barrett to face this governor in the recall. What the Rasmussen report shows, and it was taken on Wednesday, 50% of likely voters surveyed would choose Walker, 45% would go with the Milwaukee mayor. So that is going to be a very, very tight vote on the recall, and it's very rare to see a recall. Remember there was a Governor Gray Davis, remember that whole thing, and Arnold Schwarzenegger coming in, and there have been a few other states where you can talk about recalls, especially when it comes to a governor, but it still is a very rare thing. Walker infuriated labor organizations when he jumped into office in 2011 because he pushed through a law that the legislature easily agreed to curb collective bargaining powers for the public sector unions, meaning teachers and whatnot. And people had sit-ins at the Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin. So the opponents to Walker, they got 900,000 recall petition signatures to the state election board in January. So that hit the recall numbers. If Walker loses, that's why I said it's so rare. You ready for this? If he loses, he'd become only the third governor to be removed from office by a recall election. That's how rare it is. Even if people complain about their governor, get him out of there, I don't like this, whatever. Recall is still a rare thing, and to have to go through that. And it's close. It is a very close, too close to call vote. And I think it's a microcosm of the unions, non-unions, more government, less government, right-to-work states, etc. And I'll tell you, honestly, on the union thing, I think unions had their place, definitely had their day. And now some of the unions have spiraled out of control. And they're like drunken sailors where you just can't rein them in. And unfortunately, it's cost a lot of other people dearly, dearly. So the idea, the objective of the union was to level the playing field. And at one point it did. But now I think that the scales have really tipped in the opposite direction in most industries. Not in every industry, because I can give you examples of others that I don't believe that. But most industries, I would say, especially when we're talking about teachers' unions, you need the teachers' unions, but you need less nonsense from the unions. And seriously, what happens is you get a bad teacher, and it's tough to remove them because of how tight the union is. Very, very, very tough. All right, since we gave you that poll, might be interesting to throw this one at you, too. Global Investors poll. What does that show? Obama leads Romney 49% to 38%. But what does that mean when I tell you it's a Global Investors poll? And what it means is that when people were asked who would be the better leader for the global economy, 49 favored Obama, 38 for Romney, and the reason is, as they say, Obama's managed the U.S. economy pretty well, solving imbalances that are created by a previous administrator, meaning the Bush people, and that a second term would be better than giving a U-turn to Romney, more stability and visibility in investments in the future. I would debunk that on the Obama thing because of what we've seen overseas. Arab Spring, talk about your flip the coin moment. Who are we going to see in place of Mubarak, for example, in Egypt? And what are we going to see in place of Gaddafi in Libya? I think it could spell more disasters in the Middle East, for example. And then we see the Eurozone and how that's tanking and the problems there. If we're talking strictly investments, you know, let's put it that way. So the U.S. president, though, is viewed favorably, too, by 56% of global investors and unfavorably by 40%. So those are some pretty good numbers for Obama. I mean, even with U.S. investors, 31% have a favorable opinion of the president against 27% in January. 70% of non-U.S. respondents had a favorable view of the president, up from 65% in January. So investors are betting on an Obama re-election. They're betting on it. 74% say he's going to certainly or probably win another term. That means all those people on Wall Street, anyone connected to the investment industry, think he's going to be reelected. That's going to happen. And if they look at numbers on the stock market, the Standard & Poor's index climbed 8%. It's up 60% since he took office. So, of course, they're going to say, yeah, from the investment side of things, he's going to get reelected, and that's fine with us because we're seeing, look at the S&P and how that has shot up. The Treasury Secretary, Tiny Tim Geithner, who's been pushing European leaders to take stronger action on the debt crisis, and this is shocking to me, has gained popularity among the people who are taking the poll. 51% view him positively against 38% negatively. I'm sorry, I'd have to put Tim in the opposite category because I think we've become more vulnerable to a crisis because of Tim Geithner. I don't think he's really done much to right that ship. You might have a different point of view. Send me your thoughts on anything to americatonight.net.